This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here with another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. I apologize in advance if the audio quality is not great. I am recording this from our room in the Dominican Republic. We are here for a pre-wedding site visit for our wedding that's coming up later this year at the beautiful Casa de Campo Resort. If you follow us on Instagram, you have likely seen our stories. Not wanting to give away too much of this incredible resort that is 62 square miles. Yes, about 42,000 acres. So every room is given a golf cart to drive around in, and it is quite incredible. So an amazing resort. Not trying to give away too much in our stories to save it for the wedding, but I know some of you that do follow us, or many of you that follow us, have seen that there. But again, I apologize for the lower audio quality that will likely happen because A, I'm recording in a hotel room, and B, the internet here is not great. Also, for those new to the show, this is our pretty much weekly segment where I try to relay the travel and points and miles news that is more current and recent, as opposed to our longer format episodes that come out on Wednesdays. So I'm going to keep this one pretty brief because, again, we are here at a pre-wedding site visit and have a lot on our plate. And so want to just drop a few things that have come up over the last week. I think probably the biggest news is that the ANA, the airline ANA, Al Nippon Airways, they have had a pretty major change and devaluation. And what that is the fact that they're getting rid of their around the world ticket, which is unfortunate because that's probably one of the more aspirational travels that you can do with points and miles. Because anywhere from 105,000 Amex points to upwards of about 150,000 Amex points per person can get you an around the world ticket that can take as long as a year to complete, have up to 12 locations, I think 8 different stopovers, and has one of the most aspirational but also least expensive point-wise business class experiences you can have. Unfortunately, they're getting rid of that. If you don't book that by later June, I believe that's June 24th, then you are no longer going to be able to do that. However, you will be able to book one-way point redemption flights with them, which has not been a thing in the past. Usually with ANA, you have to do round-trip bookings, which makes it pretty difficult, and they don't have the most intuitive system for searching for award bookings. So if you are interested in finding out more about the around the world ticket and how that worked, go back to our episode, which we'll link in the show notes for the Point Sisters, which was episode 25, which talks about the around the world ticket. But again, you do have to have that booked basically by later June. Again, I believe that's June 24th if you want to snag one of those flights. But if you do have a bunch of Amex points you're sitting on, or again, even 105 to 150,000 per person, the around the world ticket is an amazing, amazing opportunity to literally fly around the world in business class for much less than it typically would cost you to do it segment by segment. I do want to clarify some things as well around what is currently the biggest offer in points and miles, which I'm sure you've heard of. We've mentioned it on the show before, but the Sapphire Preferred Elevated offer for 100,000 points, Chase points specifically. There are a lot of questions on, can we get this again? Can I get this if I already have a preferred or reserve card? So I just want to answer a few bullet points on this because I know it is an amazing offer, but of course you want to make sure that you are eligible before you even apply. So first, if you have a card in the Sapphire family, so a Chase Sapphire Preferred, you can't get a new one. And if you have a Chase Sapphire Reserve, you're not eligible to get the welcome offer if you have the reserve. If you've had a Sapphire card and gotten the bonus in the last 48 months, regardless of you downgrading and other things, you cannot get the bonus if you've had it in the last 48 months. If you have or are at over the 524 rule with Chase, so you've opened 5 or more personal cards or cards that report to your credit report, such as some Capital One business cards and such, if you hit that 5 cards in 24 months rule, which Chase is famous for, then you are excluded from getting approved from this as well. So basically, you need to have had a Chase Sapphire preferred or reserve card that you got more than 48 months ago and got the bonus more than 48 months ago, to be very clear. and you've downgraded that card so you no longer have a Sapphire card, and you are under the 524 limit, then you would be eligible for the Sapphire preferred offer. We do have this linked in our website if you would like, or reach out to your player too to get that referral bonus as well if you do want to take advantage, because it is a great opportunity. Small update in the ongoing Zill Money payroll on points saga. It looks like, and this is a shout out to David in our Facebook group who commented this. So the short version is that still, as of this recording, not an option online. Zill is still working through their online card processing and such. They brought it back up, but took it down again after a few days. And so, interestingly enough, when David had reached out to Zill, this is what they had said. They basically said that the system was restored on March 26th, but high transaction volumes led our partner bank to scale its capacity, enhance security measures, the unique payment model involving intermediary banks, et cetera, et cetera. Essentially, banks are now approving larger transactions and payment limits, but essentially, the gist of the paragraph is they made the system available, and I think thanks to all of you all that have been doing this, which is likely thanks to me making it more publicly known that it's an option, basically we crashed the system. So they brought it online, they had way more transactions than I guess they would have estimated they would, and they had to shut it back down to re-prepare the system. And so about a week ago, they said it should take approximately 1 to 2 weeks to complete. And so we are still waiting to see when that will be made available. Hopefully it is very soon, because I know some people are eagerly awaiting this, including myself, eagerly waiting for this to come back online. And I still have some back card or payrolls that I'm still looking to get my points for to take advantage of. And the last thing I want to point out, and this is a shout out to Elisa, who shot me an email specifically. I think it's important to know that I'm always wanting to be clear, transparent, and authentic with all of you listeners. Myself, in fact, my financial planning firm is called Truicity Wealth Management, stands for trust and authenticity put together, because these are values that I hold clear and dear to my heart. And I think it's always important to be authentic. And the reason why I mention that is Elisa, so shout out to you. You mentioned in your email, which we already corresponded on, but I think this is good for all the listeners to hear in case there's anyone else that had the same thought. She said, I just listened to your recent podcast that included your delayed flight during your ski trip, and you mentioned talking about it on Instagram as well. When I checked your Instagram account, the discussion of your travel snafu seemed to be different. On the podcast, you said that you had paid for the Hyatt room and was reimbursed by your credit card, but on Instagram, you said points. Can you confirm how you addressed the delayed flight and which card you used? My family just had a 6-hour delayed flight with Alaska, booked with the Ink Preferred card, and I can't find what, if any, recourse that would be. So, big thing I wanted to clarify on, I must have had a little bit of a mistake on the podcast, because I meant to mention that while I could have been reimbursed by paying cash, I did in fact use points. So with my travel snafu I mentioned in the last quick hits, I decided while I could have used cash and been reimbursed through travel insurance and trip insurance, because of the fact that when we got our food vouchers, my friends got more food than they needed to, so I didn't have to actually buy food at the airport. And then with the globalist benefits, I had breakfast included, I had a 4 p.m. late checkout, I decided to not deal with the process of filing insurance claim, which I've done many times before in the past and takes a few weeks and you have to provide receipts and there's some back and forth. It was just much easier for me and quicker just to book the stay on points. However, had I booked with my credit card, I'm very confident that stay would have been reimbursed on the travel insurance after I filed the claim. So I want to be very clear about that one piece there. And so one of the things to know for all of you out there as well is that certain Chase cards have trip delay and trip cancellation insurance built in. Now, the Sapphire Reserve has the best, where if your trip is delayed 6 hours or more, you can basically start to get reimbursed for additional travel expenses, whereas the preferred cards, including the business preferred card, has a 12-hour delay or if it requires an overnight stay. And so I booked that trip using my Chase business preferred card. And so because that required an overnight stay, the delay was so bad. It was technically only a 9-hour delay of the actual flight, but it required an overnight stay. And my next flight booked out actually was well more than 24 hours later of me arriving home. So that's why I'm very confident I would have actually received my reimbursement for using that card. And that's why I think it is important to make sure you're always using a card that has trip insurance involved, or you are paying for trip insurance yourself if you have it, because of these things that come up many times. And so I was mentioning to Elisa that she had a 6-hour delay. So if that caused her to miss her next flight, and in turn she got there 12 hours or more, or she had to stay overnight with her family, then there's likely some options available to her. Otherwise, there might not be much recourse if it was a 6-hour delay, but you didn't stay overnight and it didn't delay your arrival dramatically more than that. So I appreciate someone noticing some nuances in the difference in what I said on Instagram versus the podcast. And again, want to be authentic and transparent as well. So I apologize for anyone that saw both and felt that there were two different statements, that was not the intention. I had meant to say that while I could have been reimbursed with cash, I did use points, in fact, for my stay at DFW. So that's it. We've got plenty of wedding stuff that still needs to get done while we are here. Hope you guys have had a fantastic week, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.